This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Always sounded to me like this is a lot of work for him. Just didn't it sound like, oh, he's working hard getting that out. All right, let's get into the activity zone here, the conversation zone. What is mattering? Is that a word, mattering? Yeah, I guess it is. What matters to you is what's mattering, right? So tell me how this works. I'm going to tell you how it works, but you can kind of just use your imagination for a couple of minutes and follow along the bouncing ball here. There is an announcement that has come from the Trump campaign. The Trump campaign apparently has been awarded a large cash component in exchange for Donald Trump talking nicely about Bud Light beer. Donald Trump now says that Bud Light should get a second chance because the folks at Anheuser-Busch announced a massive fundraiser for Donald Trump's reelection campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, what's wrong with this picture? I can come up with two or three or four things. Not only is it corrupt, not only is it in terms of being sort of hypocritical, it just seems it stinks. I think it stinks. So all those of you who didn't like Bud Light because some gay person or what was it, transsexual person? Somebody
a trans woman. A trans woman.
Right.
And it wasn't even a full-on commercial. It was a social media partnership post kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well. Corruption reigns supreme, and so does hypocrisy.
Everybody drinks all kinds of drinks. Like people who are minding their own business like different brands of beer. People who are criminals like different brands of beer. But let's all focus on Dylan Mulvaney because she posted a social media partnership post.
Right. I want to know a list of crooks who drink Bud Light. Can we find a list of really crooked, nasty people who drink Bud Light or not? Maybe the nastiest of the nasties drink some kind of champagne, eat caviar, right? Because they're, by definition, they're crooks.
They're
they
more
have money.
Like a
they
Hennessy
can buy
kind of situation. Yeah, like organized crime, right. the mob bosses. Mm-hmm. What are they drinking these days?
Right. They're drinking Bud Light, man. Listen.
With
all
a
right,
lime.
So, yeah. In October, there was a report on the first winner of the Vesuvius Challenge, which sought to inspire young people to use AI technology to decode burnt scrolls found in Pompeii. Now the grand prize has been collected by three fellas who will split $700,000 for their efforts. Their skills were able to create a learning program that took a rolled-up scroll of papyrus that was turned into charcoal during the eruption of Mount Vesuvius a couple thousand years ago, and they actually decoded the characters. This is pretty damned amazing. 85% legible after they came up with this process to read. These are geniuses, these kids. Right? So what's on the scrolls? That's kind of what I want to know after you tout what they did. One of the pages appears to be a message, a treatise, if you will, the ancient Greeks focusing on music, their philosophy toward food, how to enjoy life's pleasures. This is good for Super Bowl weekend, right? Article. Please. Yeah. It's been an incredible journey, says the prof that works with these kids. So this is really the Vesuvius Challenge is what it was called. It was started a year ago and had $1 million in cash prizes for the people who could figure out how to carbonize the papyrus. And I guess they used AI, right? That's pretty much what they did. This is a, if you'll pardon the pun, a Herculean task. Vesuvius was destroyed. Don't people know this? This was the villa that was destroyed probably belonged to Julius Caesar's father-in-law. There were 800 scrolls that were in there that were found hundreds of years ago. And this is the only thing that was left from the burning down of the city. So the Vesuvius Challenge, and these three kids went to work, and they've translated. This is pretty fascinating stuff, and shows you what
it is. I find the whole thing about Pompeii, absolutely fantastic.
Isn't it a movie, The Last Days of Pompeii?
Intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and so much is still known about it because 80% of the residents survived. While the town was buried and a lot of people died, most of the residents did survive.
Yep. All right, so there's that. Now, I want to go back to something that we were chuckling about because it is going to actually come to fruition if you're able to, most of the stations that carry this program, the Good Day program, carry Good Day Health with both Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell over the weekend. So there's more detail about the efforts to keep people from picking their nose. People thought that was a bit that I was doing earlier. It was kind of a bit, but it still is true. And Ken explains how it is so important to keep your nose clean. And that means you don't stick your finger in your nose. Right? Don't do it. And so anyway.
Don't do it, period? Like even if it's wrapped around a...
Well, if you're protected somewhere. You can spray... Well, I think there's something... I'm not sure it's the bugs as much as it is what you're pushing up against in your nostril and what that does to when you do it, what it does to your, that stuff is all connected to your brain.
Well, and the sinus infections, that's from sucking up rather than blowing out. But when they say, what was it that we were talking about with the dementia? Is that more of the pressure.
Alzheimer's is one of the Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, yeah. If you're sticking your finger up your nose, whether it's bareback or covered by a tissue, you would still be doing that same kind of pressure, the same movement.
Pressure.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, as opposed to the twisting a tissue and then doing it. They have tools. Did you know this? They actually have tools to help you. If, like any of those hard suckers that don't come out when you blow, there are these tools that you can actually put up there and almost like not scrape it out, but it's this little loop with a slanted edge.
Okay. I'm going to gross a few people out. I take Q-tips and put them into coconut oil, and it helps lubricate the nostrils and clean out the gunk that's up in there. Yeah, so that's what you do. That's what I do. I didn't ask.
Q-tip is. Q-tip is helpful too.
Gentle. It's gentle. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we'd help save everybody's life in that department. So let's go back to the. That's very good. So you're gearing up for the big game on Sunday. You need to enjoy a lot of things. It's Super Bowl 58. So there's Reba, who's going to sing the Star Spangled Banner at the beginning, right? And then there's the coin toss, and then there's Usher's halftime show, and then at the end of the game, who's going to walk away with the Vince Lombardi trophy? Is it San Francisco or Kansas City? I don't know what the money's on. What's Las Vegas saying? Is it Kansas City or San Francisco? What's the money on?
That's a good question. Most things that I've been seeing are whether or not Reba's national anthem is going to go over under 90 seconds.
Oh, I want to know if she sings it the right way. The right way to sing the Star Spangled Banner is to sing Banner at the end. Banner. It's not Banner. It's Banner. So let's watch for that.
The emphasis on the right side.
Emphasis, son. Banner. Plenty of food, snacks, beverages, party supplies. So if you enjoy guessing the outcome of these various things, like who's going to win the game, that's fun. You maybe have a friendly wager or two, right? All sorts of people are putting money on it. So there's a bit of info floating around from Garth Brooks, who says he's going to watch the game from the beginning to the end. And so he's been interviewed and has his take on some of... what?
That Garth Brooks is going to watch the big game from beginning to end. That's big news.
Yay! All right, so who wins the coin toss? Heads or tails? Here is Garth talking about the that imminent danger of who wins and who loses.
Coin toss. I like this because there's really only two chances. I'm going to go with tails.
Okay.
Well, he's wrong.
Garth has tails. Yeah. All right, as far as the national anthem is concerned, will Garth's friend Reba come in under 2 minutes? Well, let's hear what he thought. He loves her. I know that.
National anthem, is it over or under 2 minutes? Reba's singing it. I'm hoping it's over 2 minutes. I love her.
What's Usher going to open his halftime show with? All right, so Garth's an entertainer. What song?
First song Usher will sing? As an entertainer, I'm going to say he's going to start with the start of Yeah, and then somewhere in the middle, he's going to go to it. And I don't know, man. If I'm him, I end with it too, man. I just love that song.
Really?
Yeah, he is going. You have, yeah, there's no doubt Usher's definitely going to perform Yeah. I think he opens with OMG.
Really? All right. Garth, thinking about where there's going to be the first scoring. All right, Garth.
Which quarter will be the highest scoring? I've got to say it's always the first quarter. So for me, first quarter is going to be the highest scoring in the Super Bowl.
All right. There's Garth Brooks, folks. I know you were holding your breath waiting for that one. Yeah, he is actually very popular. Cool guy, too. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Social media time in this hour of the Good Day program with Doug and Jay. You can reach us on all of the social media, as you know, at Good Day Networks. There are a number of things we've asked you to come up with recipes. I've gone through some of those. Back to the buffalo chicken dip recipe. John Walczak has that for us. Thanks very much, John. Looks pretty awful. Let's see. Paul Brady says, a New England-style fish chowder. Ah, clam chowder. That's it. Yeah. Or you can make a fish chowder with some salmon. Yeah, that's it. That's a very good idea.
Even
all right, let's see here. Lobster. Antonio, how do we pronounce his last name? Gumbinat. Okay. Thank you, Antonio. Yeah, canned tuna and tortilla chips. So what do you do, just dip into the canned tuna, or do you mix a little mayonnaise and make a tuna salad?
The tuna is a base for something else. Like, I'm a big fan of tuna with pickles, mayo, and yellow mustard, and you put it on sour crackers. So good.
Yeah, that is good.
But I'm not a fan of that. When you put hard-boiled eggs in tuna salad, no, get that crap out of here.
Yeah. Terry sent us a picture of some cut bananas and ice creams, and it looks like a sundae. Hey.
Banana split?
We put a few, put a few pounds on during the game. All right, another social media focus. The Bidenites have named a top White House aide as the director of the newly established Safety Institute for AI, Artificial Intelligence. Her name is Elizabeth Kelly. She's going to lead the AI Safety Institute as a part of the National Institute for Standards and Technology, which is then in turn part of the Commerce Department. Do you believe how many agencies and departments there are in the federal government? No wonder we're so broke.
And they still have to have meetings and meetings on top of meetings.
Oh, yeah, meetings on top of meetings. So anyway, the director of the White House Economic Council, here's another agency, said that Ms. Kelly shaped the president's agenda on technology and financial regulation and worked to build broad coalitions of all the people who are stakeholders. I assume that's cover for the Republicans and the Democrats. Anyway, the new institute will play a role in fostering the development of technology. See, I think this is important, actually. No joking and no taking shots at the government. The AI thing is so dangerous. It's just, and all these people that don't really, they want to be on top of it. They're putting a lot of money into it, but they don't really know what they're getting into. Whether you're a consumer, whether you're a business person, I don't think people have a clue. So the administration thinks that we need to unlock the benefits here safely, create a level of trust that will allow for a wider adoption of AI. So does that mean we have to have laws passed to secure the use of AI? That may be what comes out of this, and I'm not sure that's a bad thing.
AI's been around for a very long time, but just the way it is, not unraveling, but developing it at such a pace, it is a little bit questionable.
Yeah, it's really something, when you think about it, it's beyond, it's actually, I think it's beyond most people's imaginations, honestly. Mm-hmm. I really do. I think that it's so difficult to check out. All right, the Good Day download, the podcast, you get that at gooddayshow.com. So for those of you who enjoy our conversations but don't have time to listen to them all, you can get the download pretty easily, which is sort of, would you say, Jay, it's a summation of what we've talked about during the day?
I always like to call it the Cliff Notes version. But I feel like people don't know what Cliff Notes are anymore.
I hope they do. Good heavens. That was the mainstay of me getting through college. Cliff Notes. Get those Cliff Notes. Hit that book. Let's find out what's going on. Anyway, I think the best thing in the Good Day download that's up there right now is the focus on Julia Roberts and what people were saying on social media about her. All right, so we have a 20 and after the hour. Do you know that? Right now, here on Good Day.
8 great shopping tips. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks, and I am real impressed with all the ways to save that you are sending. Gabriella writes, I began buying fold top sandwich bags to use with food items that don't need to be airtight. Even a sandwich at work won't spoil since you'll eat it within 3 or 4 hours. And fold top bags are much less expensive than those Ziploc type bags. And she whipped up a tasty ceviche using a can of sardines, much easier to work with than fresh fish, shrimp, or crab meat, she says, and much less expensive. She writes, who would have thought it would be a hit with my picky son? So then she tried canned salmon. You can read her entire post on my blog where you can share how you are coping. Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The 7 migrants accused in the Times Square assault on 2 NYPD officers have been formally charged. The Manhattan prosecutor announced the indictments regarding the January 27th attack outside a migrant shelter. Former President Trump's attorney Jonathan Mitchell argued before the Supreme Court Thursday that the events at the U.S. Capitol in 2021 should be termed a riot, not an insurrection.
President Trump did not engage in any act that can plausibly be characterized as insurrection.
He defined an insurrection as a violent effort to overthrow the government and contended that the 14th Amendment's prohibition on insurrectionists running for office only applies to appointed officers. The 5 Marines who were reported missing following a helicopter crash have been found dead. They were en route to San Diego from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas on a training flight last Tuesday. The wreckage of the helicopter was found yesterday. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Ram Stephen Fitzgerald. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
What happened to my face? Are these tattoos? They're everywhere.
All right. I happen to be a fan of jelly rolls. Not this particular jelly roll, but I like jelly rolls, especially if they're strawberry jelly or blueberry jelly, and they're yummy. However, that's not our focus here. Mr. Jelly Roll is a highly recognizable personality. His music has what's been described as cross-genre, sort of some country music from him, some pop music from him, some AC music from him, and he has a pretty big following. He also has a Super Bowl commercial, and you just heard a part of it. Actually, it's for Uber Eats, which is spending $7 million to tell their story on the Super Bowl. This whole business about Jelly Roll, you're probably closer to this than am I, Jay. So do you want to give us the story for those who don't know about Jelly Roll?
Yeah, he's a rapper and a singer. He is a big advocate in the fight against fentanyl, the epidemic. He has a history with drug abuse, and he's unfortunately lost a lot of loved ones to addiction, and especially when it comes to fentanyl. So we spoke about him recently, where he, I believe, went to the Hill and was talking about it with Congress, and that something needs to be done, more needs to be done. So he's an all-around great guy, great artist, proponent against fentanyl and the fighting drugs. He has great songs. Son of a Sinner is something that a lot of people are listening to right now. And if you do not know, he has a bunch of tattoos on his face.
What's on my face?
It's one of those tongue-in-cheek things with this commercial. And he also said that while he was filming this Uber Eats commercial, he actually ordered Uber Eats to the set. Which,
really?
Huh. Look at that. Look
went
at
over
go.
Well, I'm betting. Yeah, exactly.
Could you imagine if he was like, he did DoorDash or something?
Yeah. So do you think that in a circumstance like we're talking about with a guy like that, that he would be effective to sell the message that we're putting forth here on Good Day and the Good Day Health Program about not picking your nose? I've had people say, this is gross. Why are you talking about this? Well, because it'll save lives. The more people know about this research that Dr. Ken laid on me and will lay on you during the Good Day Health Program's weekend, and I'm laying it on you now so that you don't pick your nose and affect your brain. Don't pick your nose. It will give you Alzheimer's, according to the research. So, anyway. All right, so there's enough of that. I want to know why it is that we're hearing all of this stuff about Trump. I understand the investigations and the trials and the focus and all that stuff. But have we noticed that the Hunter Biden thing seems to have disappeared off the face of the earth? Has anybody followed? Yeah, I'm just wondering where to go. Why isn't there the DOJ is, I'm guessing, still investigating him, or are they? And what's happened? The Attorney General is a guy named Merrick Garland. And he's been asked, matter of fact, I think he's going up to the Hill, or maybe he already has, because one of the committees has asked that same question. Okay, so what are we doing about all of this huzzerai with Hunter Biden? How come it conveniently has disappeared? Oh, my. I can't imagine.
People aren't trying to keep Hunter Biden from being president.
Oh, okay.
And it just goes to show one of those things that people, it doesn't matter what someone does, it matters who they are. We have seen this time and time again, especially in politics, where, or even just in notable public figures in general, even celebrities, where some people receive harsher punishments for something they did of a lesser crime than somebody else who did more of a crime. It's all about who that person is, not what they did.
Okay. So you heard me chuckling. Because there's a second part to this story. And the reason that I brought it up is because I really wanted to talk about this part of the story rather than what happened to Hunter Biden. Marjorie Taylor Greene, on Monday, in a hearing about this very thing, held up nude pictures of Hunter Biden.
Again?
Yeah. In the House gallery. And the Democrats were really angry with her. And so she got really angry. And she just walked out of the hearing. She managed to make a few points about the fact that nobody has brought charges against Hunter Biden. And she's right about that. And she said that how many women, she asked the question, how many women have been violated by him? And what's the investigation into Hunter Biden's taxes? So she was going all through that. But she made her point by holding up a naked picture of Hunter Biden. And the Democrats didn't like that. I wonder whether the Republicans were amused. The picture that I saw of what happened in the hearing, sadly, I was very disappointed. Sort of, what do they do when they put the thing over the pictures that they don't want you to see? They kind of like, they didn't. It's like the equivalent of muting somebody. When I say something that I shouldn't say.
Blurring it out.
James, yeah, they blur it out. Right.
Pixelated.
Okay. Yeah. Well, just a question, right? Don't you think? There's a question there that ought to be answered. What is going on with Hunter Biden? I kind of want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Okay, let's see here. The rain in Southern California. I'm going to California this weekend via Dallas. I'm going to see James in the studio on my way. And I have to go to a funeral, and then I'm bopping out to spend some time with Miles and Jasper. And so the rain is over, but not before there was significant damage. And a pregnant woman is an example of the dangers that happen when there are storms like this out there. The storm, she got caught in a storm drain that emptied into a river and emptied out into the ocean. This is in Anaheim, California, which is where down where Disneyland is. The rain continued and continued and continued. So this, the police responded to this call. This woman is a homeless woman. She got stuck in a storm drain, and so the police went down to get her out. Apparently, she was in some imminent danger. Caller made the police aware of this woman. So anyway, she wasn't injured, but I'm just thinking about this as a, you know, there's a thing. She probably goes down to that location because she doesn't, you know, she was trying to hide from the bad weather. A lot of homeless people, you know, look around for places like that. But the fact, imagine getting caught. She could have drowned.
That's so right? Scary.
Yeah, another ramification of the weather there. All right, I was talking earlier about my daughter. Did I say this on the air? About her going to Mexico for the weekend
so.
With some friends? No, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that brought... Every once in a while, I take... I'll just put in to the Google bar Mexico, for example, because I want my daughter to know. If, I mean, she's very much a student of everything, so she, I'm sure, has made herself aware. And they're going to, I think they're going to Cabo. She and a couple of her friends, and they haven't seen each other since they were in college. So, woohoo! Let's spend the weekend at Cabo. All right. So now, as far as Mexico is concerned, the big news from Mexico today and this week is the announcement that for the first time in many, many years, Mexico has surpassed China as the leading source of goods brought into the United States. Remember now, we've turned the corner. United States manufacturers who used to make refrigerators and cars and everything down in Mexico, they made a beeline for China because the Chinese did it cheaper, but the Chinese stole all of our secrets and made cheap crap. And so now we're getting smart and bringing things back to Mexico. It would be nice if, how about we just move it a little farther north and make it, we bring it back to America. Well, we're moving in the right direction, so some people say.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so all the stuff is made down there. Let's see here. $475 billion worth of imports from Mexico last year. That cut into the Chinese imports by about 20%. Last time Mexican goods were imported to the U.S. That exceeded the value of China and the China imports was 22 years ago. So, you know, we understand the economic relations between our country and China are deteriorating, as well they should, as we recognize what a bunch of bad guys we've got dealing with us in China. So, anyway, and the Trump administration did the right thing by imposing all these tariffs on China back in 2018, and that's what started the change. It just, you know, he changed, and that was one of the things he did that I thought was smart, frankly. I think he's done a lot of smart things. I just wish they all, like, shut up. But, you know, some of the things he'd done make it almost worth voting for him. Almost. Depends on who his vice president is going to be. Anyway, so we've got all of this stuff going on. I thought you'd be interested to know. The real disruptions after the tariff, the next disruption in business with China was COVID, obviously. And that's where we really should focus, because the Chinese government was responsible for COVID, lock, stock, and barrel. And the Bidenites haven't done anything to point their finger, and frankly, neither did Trump, because he got a lot of business dealings in China, so we're not going to make them look too bad. But, you know, doing it's hard for these guys to go all the way, because there's always an angle. Right, we were just talking about Trump and the beer stuff, and, you know, so there's going to be an angle there. And there's an angle with Hunter Biden and his relationship with China. But isn't it interesting that most of the curves do concern China? And our relationships, our big relationships as a country, and individual relationships as people doing business. How many Trump hotels are there in China? Anybody know? Are there any? I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah,
I'm not like a lawyer who asks the question because he knows what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is. I would bet there's a couple of Trump hotels over there someplace. Anyway, but the point of my story here was that Mexico, we're importing more goods from Mexico than we are from China. All right, as long as I'm in my go-after-the-government mood, here's another example of overreach. Too much government. The EPA has announced this week a new rule. Oh, how exciting. To significantly reduce the level of air pollution, the particulate matter, referred to by the insiders as PM. Isn't there something that goes on with the women? It's PM? Yes, no?
PM? Oh, PMF?
Yeah, that's it. Like I said, I only got two-thirds of the way there. Okay. Anyway, the rule is being praised by all the environmental yada yadas as the best thing that could happen. Because if Biden doesn't do stuff like this for his base, then he's not going to get elected. The poll, by the way, this week shows Biden and Trump neck and neck, mostly because women still say, women between your age, basically, Jay, say they're going to vote. They don't want to vote for Trump. They want to vote for Biden. Why? Yeah, exactly. What are you thinking, ladies? Anyway, the reason that I brought the EPA thing up is because it's just one more example of too much government, too many administrative people. I thought it was interesting. The EPA administrator's name is Michael Reagan. Remember Michael Reagan, Ronald Reagan's son, who's still around? He did a lot of commentary, talk radio and stuff. He and I were friends. I guess we still are. But it's not the same guy. Not the same Michael Reagan. All right, here we are at 48 after. Do you know this is good day?
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us, with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Plus $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Hear that? The sound of adorable little birds in your garden. And if you were here, you'd taste the two sweet but tiny tomatoes you grew all by yourself. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens when you're riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive, on your way to the store for a pack of normal-sized tomatoes. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without getting your hands dirty. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday. And so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with the huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Past the hour now. This is Good Day Health. Doug Steffen, questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Now, in this portion of the program, we've been talking a lot this week about your mind, the usual conversation about COVID and respiratory problems. One of the questions for those who are recovering from COVID-19, Ken, why is it that many people recovering are insomniacs? Why would that happen?
Well, this was actually published this week in Frontiers in Public Health. It's an observation that COVID-19 greatly raises the risk of insomnia, particularly among those suffering from anxiety or depression. While most patients with COVID-19 not requiring hospitalization make quick recoveries from infection, about three quarters of adults who were recently surveyed who had the virus in the previous 6 months reported being left with difficulty sleeping. And again, it's interesting. This is even more concerning in those who suffer from anxiety or depression. So again, the mind interacting with the virus, inflammatory system, 1 + 1 = 5.
Really, where'd you learn that math? Yes. Well, it is, actually. Okay, now, with another focus, as we always are talking about, helping people lose weight. You keep talking about how the epidemic is getting worse. More obese people now. The body mass index has gone bananas. So there's a question about how people can lower their blood pressure using something new. If you're obese, you're way overweight, you need to listen to this.
Yeah, these new drugs that are revolutionizing the treatment of obesity, forget bariatric surgery, tirzepatide, which is Zepbound, or Farxiga in the diabetes form, Ozempic, semaglutide or Wegovy in the weight loss form, these new diabetic drugs that dramatically lower your weight. The news this week out of the medical journal Hypertension is that this, one of them, the weight loss drug Zepbound or tirzepatide, provides more health benefits than just dropping pounds and controlling diabetes. It also appears to help people with obesity manage their high blood pressure. So these new diabetes drugs that dramatically help you with weight loss, Zepbound and Wegovy, also help lower your blood pressure.
All right, questions for Dr. Ken can be phoned in, by the way, to 855-999-3684. So if you have a medical question you'd like a different perspective on, and you just have one you want to ask Dr. Ken, take advantage of the service that we offer you here by dialing 855-999-3684. Is that too fast? Shall I do it one more time? 855-999-3684. Questions for Dr. Ken. And if you'd like to visit with Ken, certainly you can do that. You're encouraged. You're invited to call his office at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. Take advantage of this award-winning physician, facilitator, and all-around just really good human being. Dr. Ken at 352-735-1400. All right, so let's finish off our... We've been talking a lot about being sick and what you can do. So if you're feeling well, let's turn it around. How do you keep yourself that way? Instead of just, you know, we all seem to talk about what happens if we get sick. So let's not get sick. What do we do to not get sick?
What do we do?
Yeah.
How much time do we have?
A minute or so. Help yourself.
Well, Dr. Ken's thoughts on how to avoid illness. First of all, diet is so important. We talked earlier about the Mediterranean diet, either a plant-based diet or a Mediterranean diet, so important. Exercise, after the doctor tells you it's okay, this is so important to keeping the immune system up. Getting the mental stress out of your life, getting enough sleep, not smoking, limiting alcohol, staying away from non-prescribed drugs. Keeping people who make you happy around you, being in touch with your inner child, all of these things will keep you well and keep you active. Doing things you enjoy.
Keeping people you enjoy. Around you enjoy. How about that? That's about the simplest thing. You got people in your family that you love, your children and grandchildren, spouse, whatever it is, man, that sounds like the easiest way to do it and the best way to do it. So there we have it.
Of course, it always helps to have a love in your life, which is very important for good health.
Answers from Dr. Ken. Yep, questions and answers here on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.